Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, news at the weekend that the families of residents who were impacted by the sexual abuse committed at our Grainier Court complex in St Urlar, of course, by the man with the pseudonym Brandon. It's been revealed they're heavily considering legal action against the HSE, as are a number of staff at the our Grainier Court complex in St Urlar. Now, why do you believe that this legal action perhaps is required from the families to get what they believe is their just right from the HSE regarding this matter?
Well, I think because of the way the HSE have responded to this Brandon case all along, I think that the families probably feel that they have no other option, but it seems to be the only thing that the HSE understands is that they're taking the court and have to account for themselves there in that way. So it's kind of understandable that they're looking to come down this road. But it was never any of the families' consideration at the early stages when they just wanted to know from the HSE what would happen and what did happen. But the HSE haven't played ball with the families at all, and I think that's the natural outcome of what the HSE haven't done rather than what they have done.
So would you see it as a failure then of the HSE's own processes and own ways that they have tried to deal with this situation, that the families are not content, even the staff who were within our Grainier Court complex considering legal action as well, according to The Independent? Is this a damning indictment, perhaps, that they're even considering this legal action of the HSE's own processes in managing this entire situation?
Yeah, I think the whole Brandon case has been a sad indictment of the HSE and shows that the HSE as an organisation, I don't think, are capable of dealing with the situation. And I think that the HSE has to realise at some stage that they actually work for the people of Ireland, not that the people of Ireland work for them. And they have an obligation to serve them and to work for them. And the HSE don't see that. And that's ultimately, I think, the problem. And until we get to a situation where the HSE are responsive to the needs of individuals and the needs of the community that's served, we will continue to have this situation.